loshon targum. So you're not saying bal peh, and you're still not yoytzei. So what do you do with the next line? Karmasa v'laz as balaz. So the Gemara says, no, l'laz as balaz. Whoever understands the language is yoytzei. Whoever doesn't understand is not yoytzei. But the premise that the Gemara gives is, the Gemara was assuming hechidah mikar targum leyotzei leima. If you should say, this is on Yud Ches Amud Aleph, about 20 lines from the bottom. So the Gemara says, Ilema, if you're going to say, and the line begins with the word Dichsiva. Ilema Dichsiva Mikra, Vikari Latakm is written in Hebrew, and about Kari saying it in translation. Fregma, there's nothing to discuss. I know about Peh. Of course you're not Yaitse. Ela means that it's written in Targum, and you read what's written, and you're still not Yaitse. So the next line in the Mishnah says, you are Yaitse. The Gemara answers, those who understand the language are Yaitse. Comes the Vilna Goyen, and he points out in this whole, for the Vilna Goyen, this is a whole essay. Vilna Goyen just writes two words. He writes a whole essay. So he says, if you look in Yerushalmi, it says Beferish against this Bavli. It says, if you have a Megillah that's written in Hebrew, and the Balkari knows his customers that they don't understand Hebrew, so why should he make them only Yotze B'di'evid? Halay Shasham Ashur, this is B'di'evid. Yeah. The way we do is only B'di'evid. In all the shuls, we lay in the Megillah in Hebrew. Many of the people don't understand. It's not B'di'evid. It's not the preferred way. Preferred would have been English. If you would say the Megillah in English, everybody would understand. But the Shulchan Aruch recommends we shouldn't do it. For many centuries we haven't done it, so we don't change it. So we leave it like that. So the Yerushalmi says, if the Balkari has a Megillah that's written in Hebrew, and he looks inside, and he starts saying in English, that's perfect. Yerushalmi says, that's the best, that's mitzvah min amukha, that's called kriya mitach haksach. So the Vilna Goyen says that it's a machlek, it's the Bavli in Yerushalmi. He says, the Bavli says the favor is not so. Bavli says that if it's written in Hebrew and you're translating, so that's bal peh. And he claims that's his interpretation of Yerushalmi. He says, the Yerushalmi holds that that's not called bal peh, that's called kriya mitach haksach. Kula chidish. He sees what it says, and he doesn't say what it says. He says a translation as he's reading in his mind. He says out loud a translation. So the Vilna Goyen says that he interprets the Yerushalmi as saying that that's called Kriya Mitei Chaksav, as against the Bavli. He says it's a machlek, is the Bavli in the Yerushalmi. This is quite a chidish. This whole Vilna Goyen is quite a chidish. Here the Mishnah Brura points out an interesting thing. This kula, that if you have words missing or letters missing in the Megillah, up until 50% is acceptable. So this is really a double kula. First of all, you need a kosher Megillah to be able to make a Megillah. You have to have a kosher Megillah. So kula number one is that we declare it's a kosher Megillah. If more than 50% is written and less than 50% is missing, so we say it's a kosher Megillah. Less than 50% is missing of Kasha Megillah. Question number two, alright, Kasha Megillah, but the Kriya has to be Kriya Mitoch Haksav. The Balkari is leaning Bal Peh. So the answer is, but since the majority rave of the Kriya was Mitoch Haksav, then we say Ruba Kukula. So we're saying Ruba Kukula twice. He's saying Ruba Kukula to be Maksha the Chepts of the Megillah. Number two, you say Ruba Kukula to declare that the Kriya is a Kriya Mitoch Haksav. That it's not called, it's not a violation of Kriya Bal Peh. So now Veta Shaila, which the Mishnah Brura discusses, the Gemara has a comment here on the first wide line, on Yud Ches on the base, on the first wide line. So the Gemara alludes to the fact there is a machlokes hatanaim. How much of the Megillah do you have to hear? Do you have to hear from the beginning? That's the next Mishnah, Yud Ches on Aleph. So Reb Meir says in the Mishnah Kula. So that's the Mishnah Yud Testament. How much do you have to lay? So Rav Meir says Kula, and that's how he passes. You have to hear the whole Megillah from the beginning to the end, every word. Rav Yehuda says, no, it's enough. Neish Yehudi Hoy B'Shushan Abir. You have to have a whole Kasha Megillah, like this week is Parshas Vayikra. So you don't just have a klap of Parshas Vayikra, you have your whole Sefer Torah, and you lay Parshas Vayikra. So Rav Yehuda says, you need a whole Megillah, and you only have to lay from Neish Yehudi Hoy. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you only have to learn from Achar HaDvorim Ha'ele. And then another Tana the Gemara has another Shita that you don't have to learn the whole thing. You start from another point. So now the Gemara makes this comment on the first wide line. Even if you hold that you don't have to learn the entire Megillah, you only have to start from Ishihudi Hoya, you start from Achar HaDvorim Ha'ele, whatever the fourth opinion was. but you still need a whole Megillah. The whole Megillah has to be like when you're laying this Shabbos, you need a whole Chamisha Chumash Torah, a whole Sefer Torah, and you only lay Parshas Vayikra. That's what it says. Afilu Halachik Divrei Mekula. We pass on like Ramei, they have to read the whole Megillah. Afilu Leman Diyamim Ish Yehudi, even if one would hold like the other Tanaim, like Reb Yude, but still Tzvicha should take Suva Kula. You need that the whole Megillah should be written, and then you lay starting from Ish Yehudi Hoya. So here the Rishonim all ask a kasha. Ish Yehudi Hoya B'shushan Abira. How far into the Megillah says to is that? Megillah goes pages and pages. What is that? Two chapters in or something? More than that, but it's less than half is missing. So the kasha is, if it's only less than 50% is missing, so you just said less than 50% is good. So what's so bad? Why does he say, even if the din is like Reb Yehuda, that you only have to learn from Ish Yehudi Hoya, but it has to be written entirely? What do you have to have written entirely? But you're not going to learn from that. And if you're missing less than 50% is good. So you're not learning anyway from that. So start writing from Ish Yehudi Hoya.
But that's not... that's whether you're learning from the din.
It's very shy to say that you have missing up to 50%, but still you have to have a starting point.
So the Rishonim have two terutzim on the kasha, we're machmer for both. The Rashbon and the Rishonim have two terutzim. So one terutz is, you can be missing here and there a word, but if it's missing in the beginning, you didn't even start off. You start off on the left leg. And the other answer they give is if you're missing a whole Inyan Sholem. If you're missing a whole section, then it's no good. So these are the two terutzim that they give. So we're machmer for both. If you're missing b'tchilosoi, it's no good. Or even b'tchilosoi day, you're missing a whole inyan sholem, is also no good. I remember the Rav said b'shem his father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, that we're not so sure about which aspects of the Megillah are more significant than others. So if you're missing a pasuk anywhere, we are machmer that maybe that's an inyan sholem.
It's individual words here or there.
Yeah.
But not the whole process.
Or if maybe Bismana Gemara, they knew which were more important than which. But by us, we're not so sure what's so significant. So maybe to us, it may seem like an insignificant pasuk that you can live without that pasuk. It's only a miut. It's not an inyan shalom. Maybe that's an inyan shalom. Maybe that's has a lot of hashiv. So we're machma for these both things. That if you're missing b'tchilasai tzeignish, and if you're missing an inyan shalom anyway, even in the middle, also tzeignish. So the Mishnah Berurah has the following shaila. Someone comes into shul on Purim. He came in 1 minute late. Balkar is already in the second pasuk. So what should he do? It's simple. Say quickly the two or three brachas. Say the brachas fast. And you have a chumash. You don't know how to read from a klal. Have a chumash. Just start reading from the printed catch up. You have to lay everything in order. The Brisa says, let's say someone comes into shul a minute late. So you can't just say the brachas and then listen to the balkari, and then he'll say the three psukim that he missed at the end. That's out of order. If you carry lamafreya, state lo yotze. That's the first line. If you lean backwards, you're not yotze. So he won't do like that. He'll say the brachas and he'll say the first few psukim, and then he's up to the balkari. So then he'll catch up. Then he listens to the balkari. So the Mishnah Berurah has a machlokes with another poisek. He quotes one of the tshuvas svarim, but betchilasa teignis. We allow, as long as more than 50% is mitach haksav and less than 50% is bal peh, but that's only in the middle of the Megillah. But if it's an inyan sholem, or if it's betchilosa, it's no good. So over here, he came late, so he's missing betchilosa, so
He's not missing.
So that's what the Mishnah Berurah Tainas, he thinks that they misunderstood. That's only in the text of the Megillah. If you're missing in the text of the Megillah, betchilosa, there are two different kulas that you say Ruba Kukula on the chetz of the Megillah, and you say Ruba Kukula on the Kriya. The Kriya has to be Mitach Haksav. So as long as Raiva of the Kriya is Mitach Haksav, the Kriya is Baal Peh is good. So now the Mishnah Berurah Tainas is this Chumrah that the Rishonim point out, that if you're missing B'tchilos, it means sitting in Yen Shalem, Toignish, even though you have more than 50%, that's only Chisoin if the chetz of the Megillah is missing B'tchilos. But if the Megillah is a kosher Megillah, the Balkar is laning. The only thing is, I came in a minute late. So I'm going to hop up, I'm going to say the brachas quickly, I'm going to say the first few psukim from our printed chumash. Eitain is there. So what's the difference? Betchilosa, Bemtza, Besoif, Inyan Shalom, what's the difference? As long as more than 50%, you hear me, Tech Aksav. So it's good. That shouldn't pose a problem. That shouldn't be a problem.
Is there any problem with a bunch of caveats and not all Apparently that's included in the kula.
Yeah,
in
the geres.
It's that's included. That you say ruba kula is mata that.
But
Yom Kippur they used to, but the coin doesn't used to be right today.
Yeah, the Gemara says you have a shasat chak. Yeah, the Gemara says b'shasat chak we allow it.
But this is only a kula by Megillah, but no other sefer.
Right, so that's considered shasat chak. So you allow it.
Yeah, but this is only the kula
because it's a geres. You can apply everything because it's a geres.
Okay.
In one way, the Megillah is more Zichron Yusuf Zarom, even all the other Nevi'im, Rambam says the Ksuvim will be Mevotel, the Megillah will not. On the other hand, you have Hasha Kula, and so it's a very, it's like.
The Kula, the Pashtus in the Kula, why is Nikris Igeris? Why did they make such a Kula?
Yeah.
So I think what's usually assumed is the Gemara says in Shabbos on Daf Peches that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, they didn't want to accept it, and they were. He forced it upon them. Kafaleim harkegivis. Until the days of Marta the Esther, that it says on Zainam and Aleph, the Gemara says it says, Ayudim Hashem Beshushan, Kimu Vikiblu Aleim. So they found it difficult. What do you mean, Kimu Vikiblu? Davshtein Faker. Kiblu, they accepted upon themselves to celebrate a Yontif. And then they held the Takana that they instituted. Why does it say Faker? Kimu Vikiblu. Davshtein Kiblu Vikimu. So they say that in the Pashup Shat is they accepted a takana, they made a takana, they observed it, but an additional level of interpretation means kima v'kibla kima mashi kibla kvar. They'll mekabel the Torah Har Sinai, that was kafaleim har kigigas, and then they accepted the Torah again now. This was the kabbalah.
I heard that the kibla, the first part was Torah Shabbat, and the second part is Torah Shabbat.
Right. So that's what the Medrash Yestakasha Tesis Yestakasha and Shabbos. And Daf Peches, what did the Baruch Shalom have to force the Torah upon them? They said, Nas V'nishma. Yeah. What did they have to force? They said, they're interested in receiving the Torah. So that's what the Medrash Tanchuma on Parshas Noach says like that, that they accepted, they were happy about accepting Torah Shabbat. Torah Shabbat Peh, they were uncomfortable about. That's already more complicated. So that the Baruch Shalom forced upon them, and then later on, B'mei HaShveirish, they accepted it B'rotz. So one would have understood that if this Yontif is the Yontif of the Kabbalah's Torah Shabbat Peh, so as a zecher to make a takana for this yontif, you make a whole chunk of a Torah Shabbat Peh. So that's taka what the Yerushalmi says. Why did Rabbi Yehuda Anasi make Maseches Megillah? You think the dinim of Purim are so complicated? The whole dinim of Purim are five blot Gemara, but you have a little bit here, a little bit there, and the Gemara padded it. Mamish, they padded the whole thing over here. They put in Hilchos Kriyas Ater and Hilchos Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and other dinim of Book of Chaima and Hilchos. They padded the Masechta so much with Zayt Gezachin. If you would just take out the dinim that have to do with Purim, it would be 5-6 blood. Hilchas Chanukah is also 5-6 blood Gemara if you put it all together. So what did they make a whole Masechta Megillah for? The whole thing is a bluff. They should have made a Masechta Beis HaKnesses or something. They should have put Megillah in the middle of some other Masechta. Why did they make a separate Masechta? So the Rishami says, because Rezichem Lo Yosef Mizaram, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants we should never forget the Yom Tov Purim. So if you make a masechta, then it will not be forgotten. Then it will not be forgotten. The Torah Shabbat Peh will always be transmitted. So that's why they made a separate sefer in the Tanakh. And that's why they made a separate masechta in the Torah Shabbat Peh, that this yontif zichron liyos nizarim, it'll never be forgotten. So now the Tanoim and Amoraim on Zainam and Aleph had a discussion. Liyoylam, this is the yontif of the second accepting of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So the institution that it shouldn't be forgotten should really be in Torah Shabbat Peh. So they shouldn't have made any Torah Shabbat Chsav. So that's why some are of the opinion that Megillah Esther is not part of the Kisvei Kodesh, but Dafka not. It's Torah Shabbat Peh. The whole Megillah Esther is part of the Torah Shabbat Peh. So even though we paskin not so that it is Metamei Seyudaim, it's part of the Kisvei Kodesh, but it's Nikris Sefer and Nikris Igeris. It's not a full, it doesn't have the full status of Torah Shabbat Chsav. Sof Kol Sof is Nikris Igeris. Only has a semi-status of Torah Shebichsav. That's l'chor what the Gemara is driving at over here. It doesn't have the full status of Torah Shebichsav. There is the Mishnah speaks about the Zmanim. Some people have to go to work on Purim. The minig is you don't go to work, but strictly speaking, a person has to go to work, he goes. So some people have to daven at the early minyan. So the Mishnah says, L'chatchila achofem and aleph, L'chatchila, you're not supposed to lay the Megillah before Hanetzach Amam. So this is Shaila, it goes a bris milah. L'chatchila, it's not right to do a bris milah before sunrise, before Hanetzach Amam. and several other things. Whenever you have a mitzvah, shizmana bayom lachatchil shindu b'diyevet v'kulam shasar after amud hashachar. Although the shachar is over an hour before sunrise, if you read the Megillah, b'diyevet after alos hashachar yotze, but lachatchil you should not begin to read the Megillah until after alos hashachar. So this is a machloikas harishonim regarding this lachatchil, that you shouldn't do the Megillah. Or bris milah, let's say Megillah is only the rabbanon. Anyway, you shouldn't do a bris milah. You shouldn't bench Esri before alois hashacha, before haneitzacham, but before sunrise. Is that a lachatchila deraisa, or is that only a lachatchila derabbanon? So Rashi learned that it's only a lachatchila derabbanon. The whole din, because we're afraid you may make a mistake. It's so dark. An hour before sunrise is alois hashacha. It's kemat pitch black outside. So if you'll permit people to look outside. Such and to guess that it's Alos HaShachar and they can read the Megillah, so they may start reading the Megillah 2 hours before sunrise. That's mamish the middle of the night, so you won't even be Yotze B'Yevet. So they made a din l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do the mitzvah before until Haneitzachama. After Haneitzachama, then you know where you're holding the sun is shining. Before Haneitzachama, even though it's after Alos HaShachar, you may be making a mistake, you may be guessing wrong. That's how Rashi learns, and some other Rishonim learn not so. You have, there's a Pirish HaYireim printed on the side of the Targum, on the side of the Talmud Yerushalmi. So in the beginning of Brochas, I think it's on the first daf. So they have the Pirish from the Yireim. He writes not so. I remember when we learned Brochas, the Rav suggested on his own like that, not like Rashi. Maybe it's a real din deraisa. Benegeya to some dinim, the yom begins from Alos HaShachar. Benegeya to several other dinim, the yom begins from Haneitzachama, from sunrise. So maybe there's he had a ravid and the riff in the first daf in Pesachim like that. That there was some dinim deraisa that the yom begins from sunrise. It doesn't begin from Alos HaShachar. So maybe the din lachatchila here is a lachatchila deraisa. Can't say lachatchila deraisa mikra megillah. The whole mikra megillah is only the rabbanon. But let's say netilas lulav on the first day yontif or on a bris milah. That's a din deraisa. It should be by yom. So maybe it's a lachatchila deraisa that you should wait till the full din yom has set in, namely after sunrise, after Neitzacham. But the din is that when you get to this din, after Alos HaShachar is ginuch. So the shaila would be, what about this man hazeh? There was a great goyin who lived in, he was the Rav in Panevish, and then later he was the Rav in Mir and Rav in Panevish, then he was appointed the Rav in Yerushalayim, the Aderes, he was known as Eliyo David Rabinovich Ta'omin. He was the first father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook married his daughter and they had no children and then she died. And then he remarried, then he had his children from the second wife. So the first father-in-law was this goy in the Aderis. He was a great goy mefursim. He has a haskom on the Mishnah Berurah, I think. Yes, he was always, everybody accepted him. Chassidim, Misnagdim. He was a great goy from Europe. He was appointed when Rav Shmuel Salant was an old man. Shmuel Salant was the Rav in Yerushalayim, so he said they should appoint him a Malei Mokum because he's not going to last forever. So they invited this goyim to come from Panevich to take over the Rabbanim. Then he died a year later, and Shmuel Salant was still going strong another 15 years. So on his Matzeva, that's what I was told, on his Matzeva stage, Shenisman Aliyos Rav the Yerushalayim. He was never Zeche. They appointed him the assistant rabbi to groom him to take over. He never took over. Shmuel Salant outlived him. He lived a very old age, Shmuel Salant. So so the Aderes lived in Eretz Yisrael, and then when Rav Kook came to Eretz Yisrael, he was very close with his former father-in-law. They loved each other very much. So he had a lot of original chidushim. This guy in the Aderes. So one of his chidushim was that bizman hazeh, that every other person walks around with a watch, and whoever doesn't have a watch, there's a clock on the wall, so everybody sees what time it is. So you read in the newspaper, the New York Times, it tells you what time sunrise is, and it tells you what time Alos HaShachar. Alos HaShachar, an hour before sunrise. So how can you make a mistake? Who's going to make a mistake? All the watches are going to be wrong. You go to shul. Everybody's clock, everybody's watch is wrong. What shaykh to make a gzera? So he said, since the whole time for the gzera, the rabbanim doesn't apply, so bizman hazeh mutar lachatchila. You can bench Esrog an hour before sunrise. You can daven Halal an hour before sunrise. Kaptan Afkamina, Megillah, everything goes. Everything goes. You can do way before. Everything is okay, even way before. So in this Dechemet also lived in Eretz Yisrael. Same time, 80 years ago, 70, I don't know, 80 years ago or so. So this Dechemet writes that nobody accepted his opinion. And Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank was around later, also contemporary. He says also, none of the Rabbanim accepted his opinion. So one of the reasons why, because the Choshesh for the Yireim. The Yireim holds a dis lachatchila. There's a lachatchila deraisa. It's not just a din de Rabbanim. But even if you're all like Rashi, there's still, even if you're like Rashi, that the whole din not to do before b'di'evet, if you do before sunrise is good. But l'chatchili, you shouldn't do it. So this l'chatchili, even if you're, it's only the rabbanon that you may make a mistake, there's still what to discuss. Maybe even though Bizman has said the whole reason for the gzera doesn't apply, you can still find it that the gzera should still apply. It's talking the ge'er l'halocha. Then the Mishnah has a comment on Chof HaMadeis. The Mishnah says, Kol HaYam Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. We lay the Megillah after Shachris, after Kriyas HaTorah, before we take off our tefillin. But b'di'evet, if someone didn't hear the Megillah, and let's say someone is in the hospital, and they don't have a minyan there, so you can lay the Megillah all day long up until the afternoon, up until Shkia, all day long. So remember, the Rav pointed out in the Shiurim that this innocent line in the Mishnah, Kol HaYam Kosher L'Mikra Megillah, takes on added meaning in the Talmud Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi talks about not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah Shacholi into Shabbos, and not benching Esrig when Sukkot falls down on Shabbos, and not laning the Megillah when Purim, by Shushan Purim, falls down on Shabbos. Purim falls down on Shabbos. So the Bavli says that it's one gzeirah for all of them. We're afraid that someone's going to forget and carry the lulav, or carry the shofar, or carry the Megillah. That's what Rabbi says. The Talmud Yerushalmi never has a Zereshemi Avirena. So in each case, it gives a different reason. Yeah. So on Shofar, it gives a different reason. And on Lulav, it gives a different reason. And what reason can you already conjure up on Megillah? What are you going to give a different reason why you shouldn't read the Megillah? So the Yerushalmi says, oh no. On Shabbos, there's a Megillah is from the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim, from the Tanakh. Megillah is from the Ksuvim. Since there was a takana that you're not allowed to read Ksuvim on Shabbos.
Too interesting.
Too interesting.
Right,
and you have to go to the Drasha Sachacham. No, the Rabbanim used to give a Shia. Because the Balabatim were. So when does the prohibition of Kriyas Ksuvim begin and when does it end? So the Rav pointed out, he said his mother used to say that. And then he said in the Orta, she heard from his mother that in Europe they used to have a Chever Tilim, they used to always say Tilim after Shacharis. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say Tilim after Shacharis because the prohibition of Kriyas Ksuvim. So either you say the Tilim before davening, before Shacharis, or you say Tilim after Minchan. So he said he understood from his mother, basically from his mother, from the Gemara, that this prohibition that they instituted in the days of the Tanoim, that you're not allowed to do Kriyas Ksuvim on Shabbos, begins with Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, and ends with the Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha. So before Kriyas HaTorah Shabbos morning, you're allowed to do Ksuvim, and after Kriyas HaTorah Mincha, you're also allowed to do Ksuvim. That's in fact what he interpreted. The Tosfos in Bamim Adlikin points out, it's a Gemara, that they used to say Maftir on Shabbos afternoon to Mincha. We don't have any Maftir. There's Mana Gemara, there were Mekaymas where they said Maftir, and the Maftir was from Tilim. The Gemara says it wasn't from Nevi'im. So he said, what is that all about? Rav Soloveitchik said, well, what's that? This? Manishtana. So he said, that's the matter. The Kriyas HaTorah to Mincha. If the Kriyas HaTorah, then you're allowed to learn Ksuvim. So to demonstrate that the Isser is off, because the Drosh HaSachachm used to be before Mincha. Used to be sometime in the middle of the day. So to demonstrate that the Isser is off, I'm the younger feared to say HaTorah from Tehillim. So the Yerushalmi says, you're not allowed, you don't lay the Megillah when Purim falls out on Shabbos, because that'll be in the violation of the din in the Mishnah. Because it said in the Mishnah, Kol HaYam Kosher L'Mikra Megillah. And you can't lay the Megillah all day long, because in between Kriyas HaTorah, Shachris, Kriyas HaTorah, Mincha, you won't be able to. So you can't even lay the Megillah before and after. That's why you can't lay it on Shabbos, because you can only lay in Hetar Maisa. If it's only Kol HaYam, we usually lay in the Mishnah. You can be yotzei the mitzvah any time of the day. So the Rishami says, no, the only way you can be yotzei the mikra megillah is if you have the ability to lay in Kol HaYom. But if it's a day when you can't lay in Kol HaYom, you can't lay in the megillah, period. That's a chiddush. The Bavli does not have any of this. The Bavli says it's one reason for everything. The Rishami never has the gzeirah Shem Yavarenu. The Achrayim discussed it. Why didn't the Rishami say Shem Yavarenu? So they give different suggestions. Why didn't they come up with Rabbi's idea? A separate reason for lulav, and a separate reason for shofar, and a separate reason for megillah. And this is the reason that they give. Koheles on Shabbos. So the Rav said, our minig is that we learn Koheles before Kriyas HaTorah. In Eretz Yisrael, some places they don't do that. Shir Hashir Moshe. So he said, by us is a kpeda that we learn Koheles and Shir Hashim Dafke before Kriyas HaTorah. They told me at the Kaislam Aravi they don't do it that way. They told me all over Eretz Yisrael, a lot of places they lay in after Kriyas HaTorah. So the Rav said that's against the Yerushalmi. It's against his Yerushalmi. Is that Yerushalmi in Megillah?
Rabbi, there's a minhag on
Rosh Hashanah. Let's see what you're doing. That's Rosh
Hashanah,
it's not Shabbos.
Yeah, only on Shabbos, yeah. Only on Shabbos, you don't. The Shaila is Bizman Azed, there is no Drosha Sachocha. So is there anything wrong? So in Sen Shulchan Aruch, strictly speaking, it's okay. It's only Bizman that you have a Drosha Sachocha. Let me just close with this. Today I came across a very fascinating thing. The Taisus on Dalet Amid Aleph. This is a famous Taisus that starts with the word Psak. It's like it's not a Taisus. Someone put in a Psak from the Balei Taisus. Taisus says you say Ala Nisim, you even say Ala Nisim by Myris, even though you didn't rain lay the Megillah yet, trying to give you all the dinim. And when they say Kaddish with this Kabbal, without this Kabbal, Agan Sairichas, how many times do you say Kaddish? Then the last line Taisus says that on Purim in the daytime, the Omer you recite Lam Natzecha Layelas Hashachar from Tehillim chapter of days. Why? Mishum. Why do you say Lam Natzecha?
Esther.
Because the Gemara says that that's the Tehillim that Esther recited. That's the Rabbi Kivegi says. Taisa doesn't say that. Taisa says Mishum Dichsiv Bei Mapolo Loav Dekachovin. Because in that capital Tehillim, it describes the Mapolo for the Nachrim. So Rabbi Kivegi writes on the side of this
Taisus,
Ayla Kamen Tezvav on the days that the Gemara says that when Esther Hamalka was about to approach the Melech, she got scared. She said, "Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, help me out, Ribbono Shalom." That's from Tehillim chapter of days. Kimi Shigila Beis Hatzlamin. She passed by the Getchkes. So she was pleading with the Ribbono Shalom, don't, the Shechina shouldn't leave me, stay with me, help me out. So that's the Gemara Tezvav on the base. Then the Gemara, Rabbi Kivegi quotes as the Gemara in Yumed, Av Chav Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara says another Pasik in that capital Tilim and Chav base that Esther Amalka said that related especially to Achashverosh. So Rabbi Kivegi, he doesn't tell you what is Kasha, he says it's Orchion. He's asking, the reason why you say that capital, because that's what Esther Amalka recited. What does Taisus give a different reason? And what's the reason that Taisus says? Mishum dechsiv bei, and that perik in Tehillim it says Mapola love the kachavim. If you look in the perik, it doesn't say Mapola love the kachavim. It says save me, protect me from the others who are attacking me. So the implication is wipe them out, but it doesn't say. It just says save me. Don't let those who are interested in attacking
wiping
me.
Them out.
You can say with that, yeah. So what does Taisus say? So I saw today. I saw there's a sefer. Rav Neiria passed away. Rav Neiria was the founder of many all yeshivas Bnei Akiva in Eretz Yisrael. Had a gevaldige schus, all yeshivas all over. So after he passed away 2-3 years ago, so they published all of his writings in different chidushat Torah. So in the middle of this sefer on Purim, they have 3 pages of chidushat Torah from the Aderes. So Malkuk Shver, Amaseches Megillah. So the Aderes writes, he heard in the name of the Netziv that it's a misprint in the Taisus. That originally it said Mishum Nichsiv Bo Tfilas Esther Hamalko. Originally it said like that. And then someone made a Rosh Hashanah Esther Hamalko Alephei. So then they wanted to spell, in a later edition they wanted to spell it out, so they spelled it out. Umas Oilam. Umas Oilam. So what do you mean Tfilas Umas Oilam? So they thought it must be a misprint. So they changed Tfilas to Mapolas. So he says, the Netziv says, but the original reading was Tfilas Esther Amalka, as Rabbi Kivegi says. That's the reason, that we all know, the reason why we say that capital, because that's the Tfilas Esther Amalka.
Oh, yeah.
In all of those years on Yudam, they didn't add anything onto the laws of the Torah. Chut mimikra Megillah, until it came after the Nes Purim, then they decided to institute a new Yontif. So we once discussed the issue that appears in the Mishnayos that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited Tkiyas Shofar. And when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, the Chachamim prohibited Netilas Lulav, Shema Yavirena Dalaramas B'Shusram. So the question is, when was this Gzeira instituted? Historically, when was it instituted? So the Balatanya writes in one of his drushes that we all know that it was instituted towards the end of the period of the Baisheni. And he gives a whole reason, explanation of Pikabola, why it wasn't instituted in earlier generations, why only the Tkufa the Baisheni. But some Achrenim write that they think that it was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Gzeira was made by Moshe Rabbeinu, because the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that there's an apparent contradiction between the two psukim. One pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Yom Teruah, the other pasuk describes Rosh Hashanah as Zichron Teruah. Is it a day on which you talk about Tkiyas, or is it a day on which you actually blow Shofar? So the Gemara says, when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, you talk about Tkiyas. When Rosh Hashanah falls out on the weekdays, you actually blow the Shofar. So the Gemara says, but it's not really a din d'oraisa, so it's only a din d'rabbanan. Shem Yavarenu. The reason why you don't blow Shofar on Shabbos, Shem Yavarenu. So what do you do with the psukim? The psukim refer to it as Zichron Teruah, day on which you talk about Tkiyas. So a few achrayim write, it's a gzeira derabbanan that was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu. So when the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, so he used the terminology that one would use, alluding to the fact that on Rosh Hashanah Shchalis B'Shabbos, it's only a Zichron Teruah. It's not that that's the din deraisa. The Rabbanu Shalom is speaking the language after the Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rabbanu Shalom is speaking the language. So the simple reading of this Gemara seems to indicate otherwise. The Gemara says all those years from the days of Matan Torah till the days of Martcha v'Esther, loypichso, they never took off anything from the laws of the Torah. If they took off Tkiyas Shofar from Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, or they took off Netilas Lulav when Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, it was pichso.
Pichso means
to take it away completely, not to just send it once in a while.
Okay, could be. I don't know. Anyway, a possibility. That's what hit me. The simple reading loypichso. Then it says v'lo hisiru. No pasuk. So Gemara says only a gzeira de rabbanan. Gzeira sheni avirenu. Right.
So from the shofar they applied it to this too.
Right. No pasuk. Right. Only a gzeira de rabbanan without a pasuk.
They applied it from shofar to lulav also. That's just as here.
Yeah.
I think with Rav Yochanan and Zakkai with the nigulin they would take on the rest of the day, but you may already been applying.
That's tamtik.
Okay. And then the Gemara says, "V'lo hesiru." The Nevi'im never added anything on. The Nevi'im never added anything on. When we learned the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech died on Shabbos, and Shlomo HaMelech asked Hashaila, "What's going to be with Muktzeh?" Because his father is Mutal Dachamo, and he's going to be a Bizayin Ameis. The body's going to start to decompose, and he's going to smell. And what should he do? A whole Shabbos, what should he do? So they told him in Eitzah, "Put a kikar etina, put a little baby, put a little food on the mace. The mace itself, he can't move." Even though it's David Malachi, so he can't move a mace, it's muktzeh. Put a little cookie, put a little vegetable, and then you can carry the mace. So the Gemara says that obviously the laws of muktzeh already existed in the days of David HaMelech. What Shlomo HaMelech made the gzeir? Then the Gemara says that Shlomo HaMelech made the gzeir of Erevin. That you need an Erevin, he made the Tilas Yadayim. So what does the Gemara say? They never added anything. The first din de Rabbanan that came into existence was in the days of... until Mikra Megillah, that was the first time in the history of the world. So the Ramban asked this question, the Sefer Mitzvahs, how does the Gemara say that they never had any Dinam de Rabbanan? There were many Dinam de Rabbanan in the earlier generations. So the Ramban says, yeah, the Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Chof Aleph that the authority of the Chachamim to introduce a Gzeira de Rabbanan is based on the Pasuk and the end of Parshas Achari Moses, Shmartem is Mishmarti. So Mishmarti has the connotation of Asu Mishmeris Mishmarti. It's authorized in the Bezin to make Zeris the Rabbanah. So to make a Zeris the Rabbanah means if the Bezin is afraid that someone is going to be Mechal Shabbos, so they make a Zeris of Muktzeh. They're afraid someone's going to carry, so they make a Zeris that even within the apartment building you also need an Erev. Even though it's all one big Mishus Hayochid, with the Rabbanah we say, it's a separate Mishus Hayochid, you have to put away a box of matzahs, you have to have an Erev. And we're afraid that a Tomei, whenever you're concerned about the possible violation of an Aveira, So the Chachamim are encouraged and authorized by the Torah to institute Gzeiras Derabbanan. Let's say they're afraid that a Tomei will eat Truma. An Adam Tomei eats Truma as an Aveira. So they made a Gzeiras Derabbanan. Whoever wants to eat Truma has to wash until it's a diamond in advance. Gzeira, if the person will be Tomei, he will remind himself and he won't eat the Truma. So the Rabban writes, these were Gzeiras Derabbanan. So Gzeiras they had galore. They had many Gzeiras. From the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, before the days of Mat Chereshta, they had Gzeiras Derabbanan. And that's based on the authorization, authority of the Pasuk Mishmarti Mes Mishmarti. Asum Mishmeres Mishmarti. That's a Siyog, that's a Harchoket, that's a Gzeira. There were many Gzeiras. But here, this was the first time that they made a Takana Derabbanan, a Mitzvah Sesei. A Gzeiras is a Mitzvah Sloy Sesei Derabbanan. And a Takana is a Mitzvah Sesei Derabbanan. A Mitzvah Sesei Derabbanan, there's no Pasuk Mishmarti Mes Mishmarti. That's not a Siyog, that you're afraid someone's going to violate some Aver. This is a new Mitzvah Sesei Derabbanan. So that's why the Ramban points out, that's why there was an issue. He says, Ntilas Yadayim is a harchok for a Tomei. A Tomei shouldn't come to eat Truma. And then he says, and even Ntilas Yadayim, that's already machloikis. What about Ntilas Yadayim lechulin? A person wants to eat bread, so you have to wash Ntilas Yadayim. So that's a big shaila. Is that Mishum Nikias? Is that because of Nikias that we want people like Goyim also? They wash their hands before they eat a meal. It's hygienically recommended. So the Gemara says in Kol HaBosor that you have to wash until it's Yadayim before you eat bread. So the Taisa says on that Gemara it's Mishum Nikias. It's
a broker?
Yeah.
Broker from Nikias?
That was what Taisa said. The Takanas Chacham Mishum Nikias. To be healthy, so you say a broker also. And the Ramban and the Seikha Mitzvah disagrees. He says no, that it's Mishum Srach Truma. We're afraid that a Tommy will eat truma. So they made Gzeira Derabbanan. Anybody who wants to eat any truma, not only bread, anybody who wants to drink a cup of truma, wants to eat vegetables, fruits, a kohen who wants to eat truma, has to wash in advance. In case he's Tommy, he should remind himself. And Stami Yadayim Shnia is saying, so he'll be Metami the truma. Anyone who wants to touch truma, even a non kohen who wants to touch truma, has to wash his hands in advance. Otherwise, he'll be Metami the truma, because the truma can be Mekabel Truma from the Sheni also. And then they made the Ramban claims, then they made a Gzeira Derabbanan to require Netilas Yadayim by bread of Chulin. That's also Mishum Srach Truma. That's an extension from the Gzeira Derabbanan. That was all one big Gzeira Derabbanan. That's how the Ramban says.
So we have,
yeah, Bizman is there. The reason for that Takana doesn't apply, but the Takana still applies. Even though we're all Tommy anyway, the Takana still applies. That's how the Ramban learns. So this is the Ramban claims in this Gemara, Gzeiras there were. All along there were many Gzeiras. And the Gzeiras are based on the Pasuk Kishmartim Es Mishmarti. But the Gemara was objecting over here. The issue was that Esther wanted to make a new Yontif. The Gemara says she sent two messages to the Chachamim. One message she sent, that's the Gemara on Zayin Amid Aleph. When the Gemara on Zayin Amid Aleph has a Machlekes Satanayim and a Machlekes Amarayim, but the Megillah Esther was ever incorporated into the Kisri HaKodesh. Are there 24 Svarim in the Tanakh? And the 24th Sefer is the Megillah Esther? Are there only 23? The Megillah Esther is not part of the Tanakh. So that the Gemara uses an expression, Metameh Sayyidah Medin, is that whoever touches the cloth, if you touch, even if you have touched the Eitz Chaim of the Sefer Torah, so it's Metameh Sayyidah, and if you want to eat Truma, you have to wash your hands again. Doesn't apply if you're holding a printed Chumash or a printed Tanakh. It doesn't apply. It means if it's written on cloth. So if you touch the cloth or you touch the Eitz Chaim, so the din is that it's Metamei Sayyidah.
Only if it's the whole Chumash, not if it's just written on a cloth some parshiot.
That has to be a Sefer Shoran. So that's the Machlokes, the Loshon that the Gemara uses is whether Esther is Metamei Sayyidah. If a person touches Megillas Esther, is it Metamei Sayyidah? Is it part of Kisri HaKodesh and Mele, the Gzera, the Rabbanon applies that it's Metamei Sayyidah or not? So we pass in the Maskana that Esther is Metamei Sayyidah, that there are 24 Svarim in the Tanakh and the Kisri HaKodesh, and Esther is the last one that was included. And therefore it's forbidden to touch a Megillas Esther with your bare hands. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out. A lot of people have their own Megillah, and they read along, they look into their Megillah, as the Balkari's language, they look in their Megillah in case they'll miss a word or a pasuk when they're making noise, clapping hammers, so they want to pick it up over here, and they read it in the Kosher Megillah. So the Mishnah Berurah points out, if you want to hold your own Megillah, that's fine, but you can't hold it with your bare hands. So you have to, what are you going to do, put on a talus and hold the talus to be matzik? Yeah. The night of Purim, who's going to wear a talus? Are you going to wear gloves? They'll think that you're crazy. So how do you hold on to the Megillah Esther? So he says, if you wash the Tillis Adayim in advance, then it's permissible to touch. Why? Because he explains why. Because he quotes it from the Ramah and the Darkei Moshe. There is a machlekes harishonim whether this prohibition to touch a Sefer Torah with your bare hands. That's on the last daf in the Megillah. A person is not permitted to hold on to the Sefer Torah with his bare hands. That's the Gemara. Ha'echa Sefer Torah Orum is Nigbar Orum. So the some Rishonim say that it's only Sefer Torah. It doesn't apply to Nevi'im or Ksuvim. This special din out of Kovet HaSefer, you're not allowed to hold it with your bare hands, doesn't apply to anything in Nevi'im or Ksuvim. So we're Machmer on that. We're Machmer even on Nevi'im or Ksuvim. Then there's another Machlokes Tosfos in the Mordechai, in the first Perek in Shabbos. What if a person washes Netilas Yadayim with a cup in advance and his hands are clean? Maybe then he's permitted to hold on to the Sefer Torah. The whole Inyan is Mishum Kovet HaSefer, not to hold the Sefer with your bare hands. But if you wash the hands properly in advance, maybe that should remove the Yisr. So Tosfos says they can't believe that that's so. Absolutely doesn't make any sense. Why should it help? One who touches the Sefer Torah, it's Metames HaYadayim, then the din requires if you want to touch Truma,
you have to wash
later. But to wash in advance, how does washing in advance help? But the Gemara sounds like it says like that. So Tosfos stands on the head to reinterpret the Gemara. And the Mordechai says, no, that's what it says in the Gemara, that if you wash your hands in advance, with a cup properly, without a bracha, it's permissible to touch the Sefer Torah with your bare hands. So the Ramah writes in his commentary on Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, he says, when it comes to touching a Sefer Torah, the parchment of the Sefer Torah, there were machmir, even if you wash your hands in advance, we wouldn't permit you to touch the cloth of the Sefer Torah, unless he's a Sefer, and he has to correct something. Yeah. He has to correct. Up to Nishken Breira. So you don't tell a Sefer he has to put on gloves. He has to hold a talis when he writes a Sefer Torah. So then we allow him. But if it's not Litzarach a Sefer Torah, then we wouldn't allow. But when it comes to Nevi'im or Ksuvim, it's like a steak faker. That some Rishonim hold that Bechlal there's no prohibition to touch Nevi'im or Ksuvim with your bare hands. And even though we're Machmer on that there is a prohibition, but the Mordechai holds that if you washed in advance, it's mutter to touch with your bare hands. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah recommends. He says, when you want to hold on to your own Megillah Esther, the other Nevi'im usually have an Eitz Chaim, they have a handle to hold on to. So that you're allowed to hold on. That's not a problem. But if your Megillah Esther does not have an Eitz Chaim to hold on to, the Negeris, the minig is it's a Negeris, so you don't put an Eitz Chaim, but that cannot. So how can you hold on with your bare hands? So he says, people, those who want to hold on to a Megillah Esther, the Balkore, who's going to hold on, should be careful to wash in advance with a cup. Without a bracha.
Yeah.
So obviously you're going to touch it, right? And then he gives
that you. Is that the preferable thing to do?
That's what he says. You should wash your hands before without a bracha. Yeah. How come people don't know this? That's the kasha. How come?
Yeah,
the answer is.
Put it on my face. Exactly what I said.
Exactly. The answer is because the Mishnah Berurah forgot to write it in Hilchos Purim. He wrote it in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. He wrote it where there are more rites. There are more rites. Shouldn't touch even the Vim Tzum unless he washed until now. There are more has the whole thing. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out this is relevant, it's important on Purim. Don't forget, on Purim you should wash. And he forgot to repeat it. He should have written the Hilchos Purim. Look what I wrote over there. He didn't write it, so nobody knows.
Especially when somebody writes the oath, when you put in a new Sefer Torah, and very often I've not seen the people to go and wash every before he goes to
like writing. So this is like writing what he said.
But it would be better to wash in his hands, because according to some, according to the Mordechai, if you wash in his hands, it's
all for it. It's not a Sefer Shulam.
No, but usually the Oisius are all, the outline is there. So many Paschim hold that it's kosher ready the way it is, even if you don't fill anything in. It's just nicer to fill it in. So Taka and Eitzer, that we should Taka recommend everyone who fills in a noise should wash it in advance. Right? Because the Sefer, we tell the Sefer to go to Mikvah in advance before he does any of his work. So even if we're not going to Mikvah, at least we should wash our hands before to satisfy the Mordechai's opinion.
The original Gezerah came about because they used to put Truma into the Aron HaKodesh.
Yeah.
So the Afarim used to get into the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
Maybe Megillah is different. Megillah, they never put into such a place. So maybe the Gezerah doesn't apply.
But the Mishnah in Yadayim, where this is mentioned, says that if you touch any of the Sifrei HaTanakh, it's Metame Yisayidayim. Metame Yisayidayim is an indication that it's prohibited to touch it with your bare hands. That's the reason why it's forbidden. That's why it's Metame Yisayidayim, to deter people from touching with their bare hands.
Is there a Revius Mayim enough on each hand? Or you need like for bread? You know, you need two Revius on each hand.
No, you need only two revi'is on each hand. You need twice to four.
They need twice on each hand?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Once is enough.
I think once is enough. Ma'im Shneim is to remove tumen. Here the idea is not so much to remove tumen. He washed his hands in advance, and then he's not doing anything wrong. I don't think so. Anyway, so the Gemara has on Zayinam and Aleph, the discussion on Zayinam and Aleph is a machlekes hatanaim and a machlekes amarayim, whether Megillas Esther is part of the Kisra Kodesh, and we paskin that it is, that you're not allowed to touch it with your bare hands, and if you want to touch it, you have to wash until the time in advance without a bracha. Fine. So the Gemara there, in the context of that discussion, mentions that when Esther Hamalka was encouraging the Chachamim to make a Yom Tov Purim, there were two requests that she made. One request was Kivuni Ladaris, that should establish a Yom Tov of Purim that should be celebrated not only that year, should be celebrated every year in commemoration. So first the Chachamim didn't think that it's such a smart idea, it's just going to cause anti-Semitism. So then she says, how can you prevent the anti-Semitism? It's printed in all the Goyisha history books anyway. The Goyim know that I'm Jewish and that the Homapeche, the way they kill Hama, the anti-Semitism, we're not gonna be able to avoid anyway.
That's going
to
help.
Not going to help. So that's what, when she said, Kivuni Lidaris Meka Yontif, so they said it's going to cause anti-Semitism. Kinatamararis Alein Lebein Umas. So they finally gave in and made a Yontif. And then she said, Kisvuni Lidaris, incorporate the Megillas Esther into the Kisvi Akkadis, that's on Zainam and Aleph. Then she said, Kisvuni Lidaris, then it was a whole Machlokes Hatanaim, whether it should be incorporated into the Kisvi Akkadis or not. And the final maskana, the way we paskin is that Megillas Esther is part of the Kisri HaKodesh. This Gemara says on Yudalan Amid Aleph that this was the first time that Takanas Purim add on Mosvam to the Kisri HaKodesh that they were adding on. They added on Yeshua, Shoftim, Shmuel, Malachim, Yishai, Yirmiyah, Yechaska, they added everything on. Esther was the last thing to be added on. So the Gemara isn't concerned about that. That it's 48 Nevi'im and 7 Nevi'im. They never added anything out. What do you mean they never added anything on to the Kisri HaKodesh? Yeah, they were adding on Keseda. Esther was the last one to be added on. The Gemara is talking over here about the establishment of the Yontif. It was the first time they made Gzeiris Galua. Gzeiris and Siyogim and Harchokas they had from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu till David HaMelech and Shlaim HaMelech. They were making Gzeiris all along. But this is the first time they made a Takona, a mitzvah says in the Rabbanon. That's a Shaila. Let it be a violation of. Let that be a violation of Bal Tosif. Rambanu Chumash says that's a shad. Let it be a violation of Bal Tosif. The Torah never authorized the Chachamim to make new mitzvahs. Torah authorizes the Chachamim to make asu mishmeris and mishmarta to make asay siyoglater, not to make mitzvahs. So to this, the Gemara answers they were concerned about it. Chutz mimikra megillah, my darish, and what convinced them ultimately, this is on Yudalan and up. One convinced them in the end that they should make the Yontif. So they made a Kavachayim. Mam Yavdis Lacheris, it's by the small letter Aleph of the Bang, around 15 lines from the top of Yudalan and Aleph. So they said, Omer, Abishul Mekarcha, the argument went like this. It's really based on a Din Deraisa. Mam Yavdis Lacheris Amrina Shira. The Torah records the fact that Menei Yisrael sang Shira on the occasion of Kriyas Yamsuf. So when they had Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Torah records Oz Yoshio, so you see that there's an Indian to celebrate. The Torah records it that they did right. So Mimisa L'chaim L'Kolshkin. That's what the Gemara says. So what's the answer of the Gemara? So the Chasam Sefer explains in it a few Chuvis. He writes the Pshat in the Gemara. He writes in his Chidushim Al Hashas and in his several Chuvis and in his Drashas Al Chumash. He writes this idea. The Gemara means to say that the Chachamim are only able and permitted to make a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, to make a takana with the Rabbanon, if there's some kind of a kiyum deraisa involved. To make a siyog and a gzeir and a harchoke, a say siyog later, that's a shmartim as a mishmarti. That they're authorized and they're encouraged by the Torah to make siyog. But to institute a mitzvah with the Rabbanon is a problem of Bal Tosif, and it's only permissible if there's some kind of a kiyum deraisa involved. So here they found a pasuk that there's a kiyum deraisa. You have to. Kasha Yerucha, so the Ramban says Nechumash, you have to listen to whatever the Chachamim paskin. So the Chachamim made a Yontif, so what's the problem? It says Nechumash, you have to listen. So the Ramban explains in the same long essay in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the context of that pasuk in Kasha Yerucha is like this: Kipala Milcha Dovala Mishpat. If you have a shayla, you're not sure what the din is. Bein dam le dam bedin le din benegel le negel. Any area of halacha. Divrei rivis b'sherecha machlokes among the chachamim, and they can't come to resolution. They come to the alisa l'makom, go to the bez nagadol, and whatever they paskin, that's what you follow. So the chumash is only talking when you have a machlokes, a shayla. What's the din? How are you supposed to like film? How do you keep Shabbos? How do you keep kashas? How do you keep taras hamishpacha? What if the meduber should we make a new yontif? That's not a shayla and a din. That's not a shayla. A shayla. That's Yesh Mayayin, from outer space, that's from nowhere. So the Ramban said that that's clear, that's not included in the Chumash. When it says in the Chumash that the psak of the Bez Nagodol is binding, that means a psak and a shayla and a din daraisa. You have a shayla, how do you like the film? But if they want to invent a new derabbanan, that has no basis at all in that post. The Gemara says it's based on Loi Sosur, Kuchol Asher Arucha. So the Ramban says, yeah, but the Gemara uses a lashon, all the dinam derabbanan. Asmuchu aloi sasa. The quote thing Mar says in Brachas Nachof, called dinim derabban and asmuchu. So he says it's only an asmachta. That's not really the source for the authority of the chachamim. So they have no authority. So they have no authority to make a takana derabban. They only have authority to make a gzeir and a siyav. So it's a problem. How can they ever make a takana derabban? It's baltaisiv. So he says that was the Gemara's problem over here. And you dalad him and Allah. As the Gemara says, the first time in the history of the world that they made a Takana de Rabbanan was Purim. Later they made a Takana de Rabbanan Chanukah. They made many other Takanas, other Yamim Tov Mamigilas Tainas, other Takanas. But every Takana has to have the same answer. They're only allowed to make a Takana de Rabbanan if it has a Kiyum Deraisa. If there's no Kiyum Deraisa, they're not allowed to. It'll be a violation of Baltais. It's based on this Gemara, based on the way the Ramban read this Gemara, the Rav Soloveitchik had an attitude. He worked with the premise that you cannot institute minhagim either. What do you mean? We started a new minhag that whatever. Every shul, every kila has minhag. So what do you mean? You're making a new minhag. Is that a violation of Baal Taisir? So how can you ever have any minhag? So the answer is just like kol the tikkun rabbanon came there, I said tikkun when the chachamim want to make a takana de rabbanon, they have to pattern and after a din deraisa because he wanted to have a kiyum deraisa. So if you want it to be a kiyum deraisa, you have to pattern it after the dinim deraisa. So whenever you want to institute a minig, the minig has to be also. All minhagim have to be patterned after either some din deraisa, some din derabbanon, or something or another, that there should be some kiyum. Otherwise, it's stama ceremony. So he said, our religion doesn't believe in ceremonies. That's the Catholic religion. That's a different religion. We don't have any ceremonies. We only have chiyuvim and kiyumim. You got to do this, and you say this, and this is the kiyum of this. Sometimes you have a minig, you're choshish for a certain shita, even though we don't paskin like that, we're choshish for that shita. And one atana was not, his opinion was not accepted, so we're machmer for that. Let's say there's a machlekes hatanaim, when does one observe avelis? Only Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, or the 9 days, or the 3 weeks. So Medina the Gemara, the maskan is only Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. And the minig is that v'choshish a little bit for the other tana the 9 days, v'choshish for the other tana the 3 weeks. There was such a shita. It's not that we started a new minig. There was a machlekes hatanaim how to read a pasuk, and even though one was outvoted, so we say v'choshish for his opinion. We're machma a little bit for his opinion, or many minhagim are like that. V'choshish for a certain shita sarishonim. Yeredeh, you have a lot nechelik aleph yeredeh machlekes and kashrus and treifus and basa b'cholot. There's a shita, even though we don't pass like that, so we're choshish for Rashi, we're choshish for Tosis, choshish for the Ramam shita. So that's a meaning to be choshish for an opinion. So that we know what the kiyum is, we're choshish for that shita sayochit. And sometimes you have a new meaning, not that you're choshish for an opinion, but it has to have some kind of a kiyum. Glat, a meaning to stand on your head on Tuesday night between 8 o'clock and 8:15. See if the doctors would say that it's good for your health. Okay? There's a din in the Torah, you have to do things that are good for your health. Doctors ascertain that it's good for your health to stand on your head between 8 and 8:15 on Tuesday night. So that's a minig. The minig is a kiyum derais. But if it hasn't been ascertained like that, then it's tam d'or metelim. There's a minig shtus. Every minig, in order to have an achiza, has to be a kiyum. Has to have a basis. Has to be kiyum. Otherwise, it's achshash from Baal Tosif. That's the way the Chasam Sofer read this. That's the way the Ramban Achumish read this Gemara. The Ramban and Chumash has this, and that's the Ritvo on the Daf also learns like that, and that's the Chasam Sefer. He quotes this Ramban and he elaborates on it. Rashi on the Daf does not learn like that. Rashi says Why did the Gemara only chep on Chanukah? Why did the Gemara only chep on Purim? Why did the Gemara ask on Chanukah? So the Ramban says it's the same question and the same answer. Ramban answers it's the same question and the same answer on everything. It's a problem about Baal Tosef. So Rashi says not. So here the Rashi, the fourth line from the top. And the first cover, Rashi has both sides of the page over here. So on the fourth line from the top he says, V'im Taimar. Doesn't sound like a Rashi, it sounds like a Tosis. V'im Taimar, Ner Chanukah. What happened to Chanukah? How come the Gemara is only worried about Purim? So the Ramban and the Chasam Sofer say, same question, same answer. Everything is exactly the same. Rashi says, no, Paposko Hanavim. There were no more Nevim then. Avobi Meimart Chayhoi Chagas Chay Malachi. So Rashi understands that the problem of the Gemara was, as the Gemara started off, there were 48 Nevim and 7 women who were Nevi'os. They gave Nevu'ah, and we have a din, Novi Rosh HaLachadish Dov Miyata. The problem is not Baal Tosef. It's only a problem, a local problem of Novi.
But you don't say from the Chanukah. In other words, Purim has a say that's stupid. Whereas Chanukah has a...
Yeah, but it's still a Yontif.
But not the same category as Purim.
No, okay,
it's the same kind
okay,
of
but it's still, so the Ramban learns that it's still a problem of Baal Tosef. It's still a question of Baal Tosef. How could they make a Yontif of Chanukah? And the answer to that question is the same answer that they gave for Purim is the same answer for Chanukah. That's what the Ramban and the Ritvo and the Chasam Sofer say. And they point out that Rashi doesn't hold like that. Rashi holds that the problem was a unique problem only on Purim. They still had people from the Nevi'im, from the Anshei Knes HaGdoila, so that's the problem. And Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Miata. Novi is not allowed to make a new takana. Al-Pi Nevu'ah. These were instituted Al-Pi Nevu'ah. So that's a problem. But takana de Rabbana, that's not a problem. Takana de Rabbana doesn't pose a problem of Baal Tosef. And the Ramban writes, no. If you learn from a pasuk, Eila HaMitzvah Shein Novi Rashi L'Chadish Dov Miata, if a Novi is not allowed to do,
a Madach HaNovi,
Al-Pi Nevu'ah is not allowed to. Kavachayma, a Rav without Nevu'ah is certainly not allowed to. That's what Ramban says, it's a Kavachayma. Here's the Gemara. And the last line on base on the base, the Gemara says, Eila HaMitzvahis, that's the last pasuk in Chumash Ba'yikra and the last pasuk in Chumash Ba'midbar. It says, Kimat the same, slight Shinoim, but Kimat the same. It says, Eila HaMitzvahis, HaShitziv HaShem, Es Moshe Behar Sinai, El Bnei Yisrael, something like that. So it says, Eila is a mir, Eila mitzvah, from this passage we derive, Shei Novi Rasher Lechadish Dovah Meyato. So Rashi learns it's only a din on Novi, it only applies to Novi. And the problem only was in the days of Mordechai, Chag Yitzchak Malachi, when Nevi'im, how can they institute Al-Pi Nevu'ah such a thing? Just because they're Nevi'im, if they would have instituted it Al-Pi, with the power vested in them as a takana, as a rabbi, it would have been okay. But they didn't do that. They said, we have Nevu'ah, and we say b'nevuah that this is has the approval of the Bezna Shalmaila. So that's why that was a problem. How can you believe them? So the answer is no, there's a kiyum deraisa, there's not a problem. We don't say that they're Novi Asheker. No, Novi will get a nevuah to tell you how to fulfill a din deraisa. That's how Rashi learns. And the Ramban learns, no, if you have a pasuk that says Eila Mitzvahs and it means a Novi Shalachadish Dova Meyato, so if it's a Novi, it's not allowed to call the Chayma Chacham. If you have Nevuah, we don't listen to you. So if you don't have Nevuah, you certainly don't listen. So whether it's Novi or Chacham, there is an issue of Baal Tosef. So the answer has to be that all of these have to have a Kiyum deraisa.
So the Nevuah has
Right. That's what Rashi learns. The issa, the problem is only on a Novi, not on a Chacham. And the Ramban holds not so. Not a deraisa means the din of derabbanan, and then there's what the Gemara calls dira kabbalah means a din derabbanan that has the approval of Ruach HaKodesh. Right, Purim is dira kabbalah. Yes. The Gemara gives the whole explanation. The beginning of Beitzah, that they were concerned that Shemayach to double the Kilkula, so they recommended we should still continue to observe the Yontif Sheni. The Gemara gives the reason why.
You also have Megillas Tanis, which they had Yom Tovim that they made different Yom Tovim all along. They have a lot of days. that they
that was her
but it was continued for a national holiday. It was national holiday,
right?
No?
The Rashi, the Ramban will have to say
it's the same.
Chanukah and Purim are all part of the Megillah's Tainus. So the same explanation that everything is a Kiyam Deraisa will have to cover all of those cases. You have to figure out what is the Kiyam Deraisa for all the Yom Tovim on Megillah's Tainus. Yeah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about that. What is the Kiyam Deraisa? Right.
The soul is no more in heaven, and therefore the Midas Chachamim given the privilege to interpret the Torah, and therefore Nevuah is no more applicable, and a Baskor is not listened to.
Right, that's how Rashi seems to learn, that it's a special inyan only a Navi. A Navi has no right to say al pi nevuah that this is the din. He's a Hanavi Asheker, the Rambam says. Hanavi Asheker, the Rabban Shalom is not going to give him the Nevuah, lo ba shamayim.